You may recall an event last November, an event that had, for many people, a surprising result. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick has a new book that tries to explain what happened.
Hi, Lisa. Hillary Clinton is aware that a lot of people, including some who voted for her, wish she would just go away. She acknowledges this several times in her new book, What Happened? But the book itself is a response to those people. No way. It's not because Clinton didn't experience the intensity of the rage against her. She describes a rally she attended during the primaries where she hoped to mend fences with coal miners. They were alienated by a soundbite that made it appear she wanted to put them out of work. When Clinton got to the little town of Williamson, West Virginia, she realized there was much more going on than just a reaction to that gaffe. They were angry, they were loud, and they hated my guts, she writes. By the time Election Day rolled around, she had heard the chants of lock her up so many times, plus Trump's promise during the second debate to do so, that she writes, I had no idea what to expect. She's not happy, but at least she's not writing this memoir from prison. The first part of the book, which will appeal to non-politicos, starts on Inauguration Day, giving an insider look at the scene on the podium. Exhausted by all the hate, Hillary considered not even going, but after she checked in with the Bushes and the Carters, she and Bill got on the program. The ex-presidents and their wives stood in thin rain ponchos listening to Trump's American Carnage speech with frozen expressions on their faces. George W. made a scatological comment that is quite hoot. From there, we roll back to Election Day, accompanying Hillary on her retreat to her home in Chappaqua, New York, where she watched Kate McKinnon playing her, playing Hallelujah. Both Hillary's fighting back tears. Over the next few weeks, she tried to relax and enjoy life. She did yoga and alternate nostril breathing. She drank Chardonnay and wrote thank you notes. She devoured mysteries and caught up on all the TV series. But the ultimate relaxation exercise was writing this book at getting so much, so much off her chest. At the beginning of this road, Clinton was sure she was going to win. But as the title says, what happened? Here begins the journey of 600 days, the details of the bizarre campaign cycle from Clinton's perspective. She begins with her routine on the campaign trail, hair, makeup, clothes, diet, and schedule. Read about her discovery of flavor-blasted goldfish, her love of jalapenos and hot sauce, about the experience of having one's illness be a paparazzi event, of her collaboration with her best friend, Bill Clinton, which seems very real. The second half of the book provides detailed diagnoses of all the problems and scandals of the campaign, the email debacle, the deplorables blunder, the contributions of James Comey, Vladimir Putin, Matt Lauer, Bernie Sanders, and others. One long chapter, aptly titled Sweating the Details, ends with the line, as you can tell by now, I love talking about this stuff. Many people from all over the political spectrum feel that Hillary Clinton is not the person she says she is. They don't believe she loves her husband, that she is truly dedicated to the public good, that there was nothing she was trying to hide in those emails. If you are ready to hear Hillary's version of Hillary, this is it. I liked it better than I thought I would, though I wouldn't want to have to take a test on the second half.
The book is What Happened by Hillary Clinton. You can find more information, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.